Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, on another Lord's Day, on Thursday, November the 3rd, 2016. Yes, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? And I am the executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. Again, today is Thursday, November the 3rd, 2016. We always open up in prayer, so I'm asking all listeners if you would go into a word of prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. Heavenly Father, we know that you alone is worthy of all of our praise. Heavenly Father, we know that there is none like you. So, Heavenly Father, we just come and thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would search each one of our hearts, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, Heavenly Father, on tonight, that our prayers may not be hindered. Heavenly Father, as your word get ready to go forth through your vessel, through your man of God on tonight. We know that your word has power on tonight. So we pray, Lord, that some word will go forth, that someone that may be listening, Heavenly Father, on tonight that may be still spiritually blind, that their spiritual ears and eyes will become open on tonight through your word. And, oh God, through even a prayer on tonight, that their spiritual eyes and ears will become open. They will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. And they will ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart so they can be saved in his name. And they will be able to come to know their God purpose and they can live and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up my bishop right now in the name of Jesus. We're declaring, decreeing by faith that he's healed, he's whole and new right now in the name of Jesus. And not only our bishop, Heavenly Father, we lift up the sick and afflicted all over the land. We know, Heavenly Father, that you know where they are and you know how to reach them. So we pray, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. We lift up all those that have bereaved. We lift up the officers, families, Heavenly Father, that was assassinated, Heavenly Father, on yesterday evening. We know that you are a comforter, so we just lift up all those that are in law enforcement. We ask that you would cover them in the blood of Jesus, because not all of them are doing wrong. We thank you for the ones that are doing right and upholding their oath and trying to be a blessing to the people of your that you have made, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would just move by your Spirit, cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ, cover their families. And, oh God, we just lift up all those that are trying to be doers of your word all over the land, who are standing on your word and who do not have hidden motives and hidden agendas as they declare your word, Lord, but are truly trying to be doers of your word, that souls will be saved through your word. As we are just anointed vessels, we're ambassadors that you have called at such a time as this to preach and teach your word. So use us on tonight, Lord. Move by your Spirit over the airways. We lift up all those, Heavenly Father, over the airways that tunes in faithfully. We ask that you would continue to bless them and give them the desires of their heart. Oh, God, I lift up the man of God that's going to bring forth your word on tonight, him and his family. Continue to bless them. Continue to anoint them and grant them the desires of their hearts. Continue to use them as your vessels, that you will be glorified. We just give your name praise. We give you glory and we give you honor on tonight, because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you. You are so worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought is, God is as dependable and trustworthy as the rising of the sun. Once again, the spiritual food for thought for tonight is, God is as dependable and trustworthy as the rising of the sun. We know that that is a true fact. That's what makes him worthy. That is one of the things that makes him worthy to be praised. But man cannot make the sun rise or go down. Only God can do that. So we just thank God for who he is on tonight. Now, God, we just thank him for our man of God that's going to bring another powerful word on tonight in the person of Minister Sharon Rambis. He's going to be coming on every first Thursday. The Lord has asked me to ask him, and he has granted to say yes, and I am so grateful to him that he has lifted up and the banner, and he's going to be coming on faithfully every first Thursday of every month as our special guest and bringing the word of God. So we have him on tonight as our man of God that's going to bring a word from the Lord on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, if you would get your Bibles, because we don't want you to think that he's making these things up as he brings forth the word. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. So get your Bibles, get some pens and paper so you can take notes. So after you have concluded with the message on tonight, and in your free time, you can always go back over these messages and meditate on the word that you're going to receive on tonight. The only announcement that I do have for tonight is I'm trying to give people a chance to get adjusted. The Lord has opened this new platform for me, and I am still grateful that he's allowed me now to be on every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m., and I bring forth different men and women of God, even young people that bring forth inspirational messages. I thank God for this worldwide platform, and it's not about me. It's not about my guests. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ that souls will be saved over the airways. So I thank God for this platform and to be able to share it with others, that they too can share the good news of Jesus Christ. So the Lord has put in my spirit to open up the phone line for the listeners to be able to call in and share your testimonies. These are part of my announcements. I'm going to be making these announcements. I may not do this until the first part of the year, unless the Lord says do it sooner. I just want the listeners to get in their spirit and pass the word on to your friends and neighbors and church members. You have an opportunity. Someone need to put your phone on mute, please. If you could put your phone on mute, someone, please. I'm asking all listeners, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I want you to be a part of this worldwide platform and call in and share your testimonies. Because God gets his glory through our testimonies. And we know that when he do it for us, that's what makes our testimonies powerful, because we know that God did it, and he wants us to share with others, that others may be going through the same things that God brought us out of. Through our testimonies, their faith can be increased to know that if God did it for us, he can do it for them as well. And so God will be glorified. Someone else will be blessed and helped and strengthened through your testimony, and you will be blessed by doing so. So when I say that the phone lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, you might want to jot this number down. The area code is 657-383-1364. Again, the number for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies. When I said the lines are open for listeners to call in and share your testimonies, this is the number you want to dial. Area code 657-1364. I do want you all to know that, again, the Lord has put in my spirit that we're going to be bringing back on some more. I'm lining up more Christian comedians to come back on. I had them on under Kingdom Builders when I was with Kingdom Builders, and so I'm just going to keep that platform open, and we're going to bring on more Christian comedians because I do believe that God has a sense of humor. And one of the things I think that Christians lack, that is they don't know how to laugh. They don't know how to just relax. You know, sometimes Jesus had to get away to himself and pray, but sometimes we need to get away to and pray too and meditate on the Lord. But sometimes we need to learn how to laugh, even if it's at ourselves. We need to learn how to laugh and release some things, release some stress through laughter. So laughter can be a good thing. So we have Christian comedians that's going to be coming forth. And again, like I said, I have young people that coming forth that's going to bring inspirational messages. And I thank God for this opportunity to be able to share this platform, listeners called in and share your testimonies. Well, I'm done with the announcements for tonight. And right now I'm going to bring forth Minister Sharon Rambis. He's a young minister of Shield of Faith Church, where our pastor and shepherd is Bishop James A. Jennings. And so Minister Sharon Rambis, are you on the line? Minister Sharon Rambis. I just hold on just 1 second.
You hear me now?
Minister Sharon Rambis, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Brother James. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, Minister Ron Sharon. I just introduced you. I know that the enemy tried to intercede, but we have the victory through Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. So we have you on the air now. Minister Sharon, I was just introducing you to the listeners. I just told them that you and I, we are members of Shield of Faith Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. And you're going to be bringing forth the word on tonight. But right now, before you bring forth the word, I am going to ask you, if you would please share with us another testimony. Right after your testimony, I'm going to do a music break. And after the music break, then I'm going to yield the mic to you so you can deliver God's word on tonight.
All right. Thank you, Brother James. I appreciate you for sharing your platform with me, and God's going to bless you to use it to be a mighty work for his kingdom. But I just thank God for just giving me another day. He's been good. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. And sometimes you wonder, I don't know why he loves me. I don't know why he cares, but I thank God that his love is better than our love. And his love covers a multitude of sin and hurt and shame. And I just thank God that he loves me. And I experience that love, and I know without a shadow of doubt that I am a friend of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what? I'm glad you said what you just said, because somebody that is listening right now may feel discouraged, may feel like they're alone, may feel like they have sinned so bad that God won't forgive them. But you just said something that is very powerful. I think that it's going to lift up someone's head on tonight. That's why testimonies are very powerful, no matter how small some people may think it is. But if God is glorified through it and is helping someone, then that is what it's all about. So someone, I think, on tonight has been, their head has just gotten lifted by hearing you say that, you know, God loves us. Sometimes things don't always go our way the way we think it should be. And we think that we have messed up so bad, but God do not love our sin, but he loves all of us, as even sinners, those that are saved by grace. We thank God for his saving power on tonight. So those that feel depressed on tonight, through this testimony, know that God loves you no matter what you're going through. Look up to the hills from which comes your help. All your help comes from the Lord. So Minister Sharon, thank you for that testimony on tonight. Right now, we're going to go to this music break, and right after this music break, Minister Sharon, I'm going to yield the mic over to you, and then afterwards, stay on the line, and I'm going to open up the phone lines, please.
All right.
Thank you.
all my soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just love that song. We give God praise on tonight. That's why I praise him tonight for this platform and to be able to share with my brother in Christ, Minister Sharon Rambis. So at this time, I'm going to yield the mic to Minister Sharon Rambis. And I pray to the Lord that all listeners will have your Bibles out and have your pens out. And so as the conclusion of his message, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to let you know that now. I'm going to open up the phone lines. And if you have any comments or feedback for Minister Sharon Rambis after this message, the number that you want to dial is the same number, area code 657-383-1364. Again, for anyone that would like to have comments or feedback to Minister Rambis after he concludes the message on tonight, when I open up the lines, the number you want to dial is area code 657-383-1364. So at this time, Minister Sharon Rambis, I yield the mic to you at this time.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. When you have a word of prayer, dear Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for being so good. Thank you for being so forgiving, for being so loving, for being so kind. Lord, now it's preaching time. We ask that you would touch these lips of clay. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless me, move me out the way. Let me decrease while you increase. Let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, our text for tonight will come from Proverbs, a familiar passage. Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 and 6. And so, we'd like to have the radio audience to continue or to say a word of prayer for our Bishop, Bishop James Jennings. We had a couple of health challenges, but we know God is a healer. Amen. Amen. So the title of the message tonight is Let Go and Trust God. Let Go and Trust God. I have a 5-year-old daughter named Shayla, and so she's fascinated with the movie Frozen and all of the characters. So my house is filled with Elsa and Anna and the snowman Olaf, and so it seemed like I then became the surrogate father of 3 more children. So she loves everything Frozen. She has the shirts, the pants, the dresses, the shoes, the earrings, the necklace, dolls, microphone, book, you name it, she has it. And the particular thing and the funny thing about it seemed like everything Frozen that she has sings the theme song from the movie, Let It Go. And so it was during one of these mini listening sessions that she played with her toys, and Let It Go was coming out, it seemed like the woodwork, God started to minister to me. And so he said, let it go and trust me. And so tonight I come to encourage you that whatever your it is, I want you to let it go and trust God. That mistreatment, yes, that hurt, yes, that lie that someone told on you, even that person that dogged you out. And I'm not trying to make light of the hurt or told you that and telling you that it didn't hurt, but, and you might not even get that apology that you rightly deserve, but I'm telling you to let it go and trust God. And so not for the person that offended you, not for the person that did you wrong, but for your sake, for your own well-being. The reason I said it would be for your own well-being is because sometimes we hold on and we allow things to linger in our hearts and in our minds, and they become attached to us. And those things tend to become a part of us. And if we're not careful, those things just get a grip and hold on us. So those things will become a stronghold. And so at Shield of Favor, our bishop has taught us that anything that holds you strong is a stronghold, whether it's your anger, whether it's the bitterness, the unforgiveness. And strongholds often would lead to a separation from God. So once again, I come to encourage you tonight to let it go and trust God. Now, as we turn to our text, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, I'd like to read the King James Version for you. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Also, for your hearing, I'd like to read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 from the Amplified Translation. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. Do not rely on your own insight of understanding. In all your ways, recognize and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your path. Amen. So we all have times and and knees when we need to lean on something. So to lean on something is to put your weight on it. And when you lean on something, you look for some support. So from time to time, we are all in need of something and are in need of some support in our lives. But I'd like to submit to you that tonight, I recommend Jesus. Jesus is a good person to lean on. I know I got some witnesses out there. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." So don't focus on that job. Don't focus on your bank account. Because no matter what you got in there, it can't compare to the riches of Christ Jesus. Amen. So once again, I'll come to tell you to let it go and trust God. Trust God with your needs. Because we're all dealing with things and situations that kind of throw our balance off, where we are kind of, you know, wobbling through life. Or maybe we are carrying some things that we're not supposed to be carrying. That's why our balance is off. We're carrying around a lot of hows. How am I going to do this? How am I going to pay my bills? How much longer do I have to wait for my deliverance? How much longer do I have to wait for my breakthrough? And then we're carrying around a lot of what? Fearing what is going to happen. What am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? What are they going to do to me? There's someone out there might be carrying a lot of wins. When is my healing coming? When am I going to find that job that I prayed so hard for? When am I going to find that husband? And then is where? Where am I going to work? Where am I going to eat? All of those things that we carry, we don't necessarily have to carry. They're not intended for us. Because 1 Peter 5:7 tells us to cast all our care upon him, which is Jesus, for he cares for you. Ain't it good to know that Jesus cares for you? Yeah, somebody, that's an encouraging word tonight, that Jesus cares and Jesus knows. Jesus cares and he knows all about our struggles, our hurts, our pains. And all we have to do is just cast it upon him. Because we might not have no friends that care. We might not have no family that seem to care. But it's good news tonight that Jesus cares. And Jesus knows. Amen. In verse 5, it says that we are to trust him with our heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." So you can trust God with your issues. Yeah, and I know many of us here tonight are just like the woman with the issue of blood. We have depleted all our resources. We have went to all the people who we were told and who we thought would help us seek and find relief. But aren't you glad tonight that you can trust God with your issues? I know I'm not the only one that God can take care of some issues. God will take care of you. And so verse 5 lets us know that we can trust him with our minds. Because 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." So we have to trust him with our mind. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes I find some crazy stuff running around my mind. Some crazy stuff. And so you know that the devil loves to play mind games on you. You know, it says that the mind is the devil's playground. So you have to trust God to keep your mind from those evil thoughts and the schemes of the enemies, those discouragements. You have to trust God to keep your mind. And also you have to trust him to keep them from your enemies. And some of our biggest enemies are enemy, is ourself. And so we have to trust in them, keep our minds from ourselves, because a lot of times we are worst critics. We create situations that they're not as worse as they seem, but we kind of play them up in our mind and rehearse them so much to where we get frightful and worried. And so God needs to keep us, keep our minds from ourselves. And so from this text, I'd like to point out a few things about God we can trust. Because it's about trust, trusting in God. The first point I'd like to point out is we can trust his realness. God is real. Genesis 1:1 said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Further down in Genesis 1:27, it said, God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female, he created them. And so God created, we are surrounded by God's creation. And so nature testifies of God's goodness and God's existence. Because only God can do and create the universe. Romans 1:20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And so science tries to describe and find a reason for everything. But we know that those things, some things, only left to God. The only explanation is there must be a God somewhere. Because Psalms 19:1 says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. So not just the heavens, but I know God has some handiwork in your life. So you too can declare the glory of God. You too can say that God is real because I can feel him. You too can say that it was the hand of God that calmed my fears. It was the hand of God that wiped away my tears. It was the hand of God that rocked me when I was lonely. It was God that was there that I can feel. How many glad that you got a God that you can feel? So tonight you can trust his realness. The next point, you can trust his relationship. His relationship is not like the ones we have with each other. But we all know the song, first you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools, but we have a lot of love and hate relationships. God's relationship towards man is all based on love. His love is unconditional. Romans 5:8 says, but God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So before we even acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior, even before we acknowledge him as the salvation of our life, God chose us. He made us. And you know, it's been some times where you might have been riding down the street checking that text, and you stopped just in time. I like to submit that was God's love. It might have been some times you're driving down the street and you swerved and just missed that car or that tractor trailer, I'd like to submit once again that was God's love. God's love is conditional. Then his love is giving. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad you got a giving God? Aren't you glad that God continues to give morning by morning new mercy? Aren't you glad that he's still giving healing? He's still giving peace of mind. Aren't you glad that God is still giving? Then it's love at night. 1 John 1:9 says, we love him because he first loved us. And so God love, the same love that God showed towards you, it should ignite a spark in our heart to love our fellow man the same way. It should ignite us to show that same love, that same compassionate love, that same love of mercy and kindness that he shows us. We are to show our fellow man. God's love should ignite. Then his love is everlasting. Jeremiah 31:3 says, the Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus loves me. He loved me when I didn't even love myself. He loves me so much that, you know, you start to wonder why this old messed up, low down, scheming and conniving person. He knows you can hide nothing from God. So he knows your deepest and darkest thoughts. He knows your deepest and darkest ways. And yet he still loves you. What a God. What a mighty God that we serve. And then his love is to be shared. Still talking about the love of God, God's relationship towards us. 1 John 4:21 says, and it's this commandment have we from him, that we who love God love his brother also. And so that's the greatest commandment that he left us, was love. They will know you are his Christians, you are his followers, because the love you have one for another. I don't know about you, but I just don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares, but I thank God that he does. Amen. Then the final point tonight I'd like to leave you is, you can trust his reputation. Your reputation is what you are known for. So when you hear certain people names, certain things, or their reputation come to mind, I'm going to allow you to fill in the blank. I'm just going to throw some names out there. Michael Jackson, what is he known for? Michael Jordan. Oprah Winfrey. Martin Luther King. So a good name or a good reputation is important. Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So your name, it used to be a time when your name was your bond. Your name, I remember growing up on the east side of Detroit, and my grandfather would go to the store. And so we had the neighborhood store, and so the discussion before we left the house was like, man, you know, it's the middle of the week, I got a family, and not only my kids, I got grandkids in the house. Man, I need to go to the store and get some things. And so after I witnessed him emptying his pockets on the table and coming to the resolve that he didn't have enough in his pocket, he was able to go down to the neighborhood store and get the food that he needed to feed his family for the rest of the week because of his name, because of his reputation, because of being a stand-up guy, for being a man of his word. So thank God that his name precedes his reputation. And so Philippians 2:9 says, wherefore God has exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. And that's good news, because you know that name is Jesus. What a good name to trust. Jesus, that name that calms all fears. There's something about the name of Jesus that brings peace to a chaotic situation. Jesus, that'll make your enemies leave you alone. There's something about that name of Jesus. And so, his reputation, his name, and I'm so glad that he has a lot of names, and some of these names you might recognize as I close. He's known as Almighty God. He's known as Alpha and Omega. He's known as the beginning and end. He's known as the begotten. He's known as the bread of life, the bright and morning star. He's known as the chief cornerstone. He's known as the chosen one. He's known as a comforter. He's known as a counselor. He's known as a deliverer, the everlasting father, first and the last. He's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's the great I am. Some of you know him as healer, as the Holy One, Emmanuel, King of Kings, the Lamb of God, the Light of the World, Living Bread, Living Water, Lord of Lords, Master. He's known as a Physician, the Prince of Peace, the Redeemer, Savior. He's known as the True Vine. He's known as being wonderful. He's known as being worthy. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I serve a worthy God. He's worthy of all our glory, and he's worthy of all our praise. I thank God that Christ is in control. I thank God that at the name of Jesus, all I have to do is trust and believe, and everything will be okay. So tonight, I'll just like to encourage you once again, no matter what trouble, no matter what situation you find yourself in tonight, I'd like to encourage you to just let it go and trust God. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that has gone forth. Lord, let it find fertile ground. Lord, let it take root. And let someone find comfort and know that they can leave all their cares and all their worries to you. Let them know that they can let it go and trust God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a word on tonight. You know, as I was listening to you, you know, even as Christians, like you said, sometimes there's some things in our lives that sometimes we don't want to let go. Because we fear if we let it go for whatever reason, and that's a trick of the enemy. Some things we know that we need to let go of so we can move forward in the Lord and fulfill our God purpose. But the enemy tried to make us hold on to those things. Like you said, we don't want to forgive sometimes because somebody hurt us. But in order to forgive, it's a healing process for you. It's not you want to forgive the other person, but it's more so for you so that you can heal, so you can go on and move and fulfill your God purpose. So, yes, there's a lot of things in our lives, that, even as Christians, seasoned things, we need to let go of, some people in our lives that are no good for us. And we say, I've been knowing them for so many years, but that's a problem. That's why you've been knowing them too long. You need to let go so you can fulfill your God purpose. So on tonight, Minister Siobhan Rambis, I thank you for that powerful word on tonight. You gave a lot of good scriptures on tonight, and that's why I ask the listeners to always have your Bibles out and get a pen and paper, because I know that men and women of God that he allows to come forth on this worldwide platform to share a word, they're always going to give scriptures. That's why I love to do this and let you know that we're not just saying things. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. So Minister Siobhan gave you a lot of scriptures on tonight. So go back and over those scriptures when you have free time and let those words re-meditate in your spirit, that you will be strengthened in the Lord tonight and then in the future through these words that came forth through Minister Rambis on tonight. So at this time, I'm going to ask if there's anyone on that would like to call in and share words of encouragement with Minister Rambis. If you could dial the number now, and we're going to open up the phone line so you can have comments with Minister Rambis on tonight. While we're waiting on someone to call in from Minister Rambis, if you don't mind, Minister Rambis, we're going to do a special prayer for our bishop on tonight. We know we already prayed for him, but we know God honors our prayers because he said the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much, and there is power in the name of Jesus, and there's power in prayer. So I'm going to pray right now, and I'm going to ask everyone on the line to be in agreement with me, to Shield of Faith Church family. We know God is a healer. So we're going to go before God and lift up our man of God to him right now again. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. We come once again to say thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your healing power, Lord. We know that there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. We're standing on your word, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are a strong tower. You are our way of escape, our deliverer. We, Heavenly Father, we lift up our man of God, our Bishop James A. Jennings, to you. He is your vessel, Heavenly Father. You have anointed and appointed him for such a time as truly has been standing on your word and being a doer of your word and a leader of the flock, Heavenly Father, and standing on the word and teaching and preaching your word and living your word before sinful men and women, boys and girls, and that somebody will see Jesus Christ in him, that you will be glorified and they will be saved in Jesus' name on tonight. We just lift up our bishop, Lord. We know that you are a healer. We pray, Lord, that you would just give him strength and in his body, Lord. Just let him get the rest and the proper rest that he needs. And we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but he is a defeated foe. And we claim total healing for our pastor right now, our bishop, our shepherd. We know we love him, and so we just lift him up as individuals and then as a corporate body of the Shield of Faith Church family. We lift up our man of God to you, Lord. We just claim his healing right now in the name of Jesus, and he's going to get the proper rest that he needs. He's going to come back even stronger after you have healed him and delivered him from whatever the enemy is trying to attack on his body, Lord. We rebuke those demons right now in the name of Jesus, and we are standing on the blood. We're standing and decreeing that the blood of Jesus still works. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and it will never lose its power, and our bishop and our shepherd is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So we just give your name praise. We give you thanks and glory in advance for what you're going to do through and for our bishop right now in the name of Jesus, and all the people of God said amen. Well, Minister Siobhan Rambis, I don't know if anyone on the line that would like to come forth and say anything to Minister Rambis at this time. You're free to do so. Praise the Lord. I do see we have some other listeners on the line. You always have to open the opportunity. Well, Minister Rambis, again, I thank you for the powerful word on tonight, let it go. At this time, I'm going to yield the mic to you and ask that you would share with the listeners how you can be reached if another church would like you to come and speak at their church or whatever event, a Christian event, and also how you can be reached and also and give your shout-outs at this time.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Brother James, for allowing us to share the word of God with God's people. I could be reached simply, you know, I'm not really involved in the social media too much, but I could be reached via email at Sharon Harder, S-C-H-A-R-R-O-N-R brotherbrian@yahoo.com or reach me through Brother James through the website of the show. We would like to thank God for all my family and friends that supported me and played a part to me being the person I am today. My wife, my children, my bishop, my church family, even my Sundays. I like to thank God for them. And so you can reach out to the Shield of Faith Church. We'd love to have you come and visit us. We're 13600 Van Dyke, just two blocks south of 6 Mile, Detroit, Michigan. Our bishop is Bishop James Jennings, and powerful man of God.
Yes, Lord.
Rightly devised the word of truth, and we love to have you come and visit us and partake of the word that goes forth there. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, listeners, that was my brother in Christ minister, Sharon Remmers. And again, as I stated in my earlier announcement, that he is going to be coming on with us, bringing the word every first Thursday of every month. So I'm excited about that. So I want you to pass the word, listeners, to your friends and co-workers and church members. Let them know that Minister Sharon Remmers from Shield of Faith Church will be coming on every Thursday at the same time. I am so glad to know him, that he's a brother in the Lord. He's a man of God. He's a father, that he loves the Lord and he loves people, and he's full of compassion. So I thank God for him sharing the word on tonight. I want your listeners to know that I can be reached. I love to hear from you and listeners. Your feedback and comments are welcome. Please email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I can be reached at email at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And I ask all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. Once you get to that site, please click on follow. Again, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels and then click on follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Well, listeners, again, I thank God for you. I don't want you all to think that I don't pray for you. I do. I pray for my listeners. I don't take you for granted or lightly, because you all don't have to take the time out to listen. I just thank God for this worldwide platform that I'm able to share it with others. I have already, thank God, my calendar is already full for the whole year, and I'm already booking people for January. It's nobody but the Lord showing his favor. And sometimes I thank God he's true to his word. He watches over his word to perform it. We don't have to go chasing after things or people. God will send things and people to you. If your will is lined up with his will and purpose for your life, then you just be a doer of his word and just stand back and see the salvation of the Lord and watch him work on your behalf. So I don't take this lightly. I'm not bragging. I know it's the handiwork of God. Thank God for this message on tonight. I know that it's God that's moving through this broadcast, and so I just thank him for it. And I thank God for Minister Rambis, who's going to be coming on every first Thursday, bringing another powerful word. So pass the word that Minister Sharon Rambis from Shield of Faith Church, where our bishop is Bishop James A. Jennings, is our pastor there. So worldwide listeners, until this coming Saturday, I have a woman of God that's going to bring another powerful word on this coming Saturday. If the Lord say so, we will be back again with you on this coming Saturday, November the 5th, at the same time. Until then, know that I love you. And God loves you too. Again, no matter what you haven't done anything so bad that God would not forgive you. He do not love our sin. Remember what I said, our sin. That means me too. He don't love our sins, but he loves the sinner, and he hears sinners' prayers. You know, some people still have it confused that God, he will hear a prayer from a sinner and answer a prayer from a sinner. But if you're not saved, the only prayer that God will hear from you is a sinner's prayer asking to be saved in Jesus' name. Then you become a part of the body of Jesus Christ. Then he's your father and you're his child. And then he will hear and answer your prayer. So I still hear a lot of people still have it confused, and they think that they can just go straight to God and just and pray. And they, oh, look what God did for me. Oh, no, no, no. You need to get it right. You got to go through Jesus Christ. He's the one that died for us. Then what's said on tonight and in the future, that as God brings forth these men and women and these young people of God that's going to continue to bring forth the word, I just thank God for this platform again. I'm excited about what God is doing through this ministry of are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God and the people that he used to bring forth his word over this platform. So I want you all to know that I love you, know that God loves you too. And as we do, we always close out in prayer. And I'm going to ask each one of you to pray with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for the privilege, for the opportunity to be able to bring forth your word through your man of God, Minister Shalon Robinson, tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen him as he continues to come forth over these airways every third Thursday on the airways, Heavenly Father, to bring a word for your people, that someone will be saved through your word, that you minister to him, that he bring to your people, that someone will be saved most and foremost. Oh, God, that those that have gone astray and have backslidden will come back, they will hear a word and come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through the word on this radio broadcast. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? So we pray, Lord, that you continue to touch those that are still spiritually blind, that you will send some vessels, anointed vessels, to preach us, send a word into their spirits, that they will be able to open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in Jesus' name. So we just thank you for the opportunity to be your vessels on tonight. Continue to use us, continue to lead and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. And, oh God, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. And we just thank you again for our bishop. We thank you that the healing is already done. And we just thank you for the vision that you have placed in his life and his spirit, Heavenly Father, not only for his own life, but for the Shield of Faith Church family and for the corporate body of Christ, that is going to be done and it shall come to pass. Because we do know, that Heavenly Father, that you watch over your word to perform it for your glory, and you're going to do it again through our bishop. And we just thank you for it in advance. We give your name praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I love you, listeners, and unless the Lord say this different, we'll see you this coming Saturday again, same time, same place. Until then, to next week, good night, and be blessed.